Mesachus Vachem Perazov Mishnah Hey Oso Ov Keter Hosanatis. How was the Oso Ov done by the Kohen? All of the Kevin, the Kohen would go up the ramp, leading towards the Mizbeach. He would pan out the Sove, he would turn onto the Sove, the ledge that goes around the Mizbeach around 6 amos off the ground. He would turn right onto the Sove, follow the Karen Drummis and Zrachas, he would reach the southeast corner of the Mizbeach. That's the first corner that he would hit when he turns right onto the Sove, and that is where the Oso Ov was done. Hoyamolek is Rosha May Mo Orpa Humata. The Kohen would be Molek, the Rosh of the Ov, from the back of its neck. He would cut it with his thumbnail, and he would cut both Simanim, both the Kana and the Beshet, and he would totally separate the Rosh from the Guf. Umamata is Dama Alkir HaMizbech. He would then take the Guf and push it against the wall of the Mizbech, squeezing out the Dam onto the wall of the Mizbech. Nadar is the Rosh. He would then take the Rosh of the Ov, the Hiket Beis Melikasa LeMizbech. He would put the place where it was cut right next to the Mizbech, squeezing it and causing the blood to squirt out on the wall of his bath. He would then rub the head of the oak with salt. He would then throw the roast on the fire to be burnt atop of the Mizbech. Follow the goof. The Kohen would then approach the goof of the oak. The heser es hamora behatanotza, the b'nei me'ayin hayotzim imo. He would then remove the crop and the feathers of the oak, and the b'nei me'ayin, the innards, would go out with it. He would make like a rectangular cut in the oak, removing the crop and the feathers, and the innards would come out together with the crop and the feathers. Veishlich on the Beis HaDeshen, he would then throw the morah, notes, and b'nei me'ayin to the Beis HaDeshen, the place where the ashes of the Mizbeach was put on the floor of the Azara east of the Kebes. Shisa below Hibdo. He would then cut the oak between the wings without separating the oak into two pieces. Then Hibdo kasher. But if when he cut the oak between the wings, he did separate the oak into two parts, it's still kosher. Usakko b'melech. He would then rub the oak with salt. V'zorko agabe ishim. The oak would be thrown on the fire to be burnt on top of the Mizbeach. As this is an ola, so therefore it's burnt on the Mizbeach. None of it is eaten by the Kohen. Mesachus Vachem Paravav Mishnah Vav. Lo hisser lo asa mara v'lo asa notu v'lo es b'nei me'ayin ayotunimah. If the Kohen who is doing the avodas from the ola to oak did not remove the crop of the feathers, or the innards that come out together with the crop of the feathers, or he didn't rub it with salt, anytime the Kohen makes a change, he does something that was not supposed to be done, or doesn't do something that was supposed to be done, but the change was after the dam was squeezed out onto the Mizbeach, it's kosher. As when the dam is squeezed out on the Mizbeach, that's the Ikar Avodah, and therefore if there's a change afterwards, the Ola is still kosher. Hivdo b'chata, below Hivdo b'Ola. Puzzle. If the Kohen is doing the Avodah on the Chata to Ov, with Mavdil, he separated the road from the Guf, he cut both Simanim, both the Kana and the Veshet, by Chata to Ov, which is a change from the way it's supposed to be. As by Chata, he's supposed to cut only one Simen, and not to remove the road from the Guf. Or, if the Kohen who is doing the Avodah on the Ola to Ov, was not Mavdil, he didn't cut both Simanim, he cut only one Simen. He only cut either the Kana or the Veshet, and did not separate the Rosh from the Guf. And by an Ola, you're supposed to cut both Simanim. In such a case, the Ola or the Chatas would be possible, as this is a change in the Avodah before the Mitzvah Hadam, before the Dam is squeezed onto the wall of the Mizbeach, and therefore it's possible. Mitzvah Dam HaRosh, below Mitzvah Dam HaGuf, Psula. Mitzvah Dam HaGuf, below Mitzvah Dam HaRosh, Kshira. If the Kohen is doing the Avodah on the Ola, so or the Chatzot squeezed out onto Mizbeach the Dam HaRosh without squeezing out the Dam HaGuf, then the Ola's Oaf is puzzled. But if he did vice versa, he squeezed out the Dam HaGuf of the Oaf on the Mizbeach without squeezing out the Dam HaRosh of the Oaf on the Mizbeach, in such a case it's kosher. The reason being is that the Iker Dam is in the Guf, not in the Rosh. Therefore, even though you're supposed to do both, you're supposed to squeeze out the Dam both from the Rosh and from the Guf. If he squeezes out the Dam from the Guf alone, without squeezing out the Dam from the Rosh, it's kosher. But if, vice versa, he squeezes out the Dam HaRosh without the Dam HaGuf, in such a case, it's puzzle, as the Iker Dam is in the Guf.